This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A snowstorm that hit Denver in the Front Range this weekend was among the top four largest snowstorms in metro area history. Jim Colina with the National Weather Service says all the right ingredients came together to produce very heavy, wet snow and a lot of it.
And it definitely is the biggest storm of the season. It's actually the biggest storm we've seen in several years.
The storm canceled hundreds of flights at Denver International Airport and closed all six of the airport's runways. David Snow and his family were unable to fly out of Denver Sunday.
So by the time they canceled the flight, we couldn't get into anything till Tuesday.
Snow says it took them 4 hours driving to the airport from Breckenridge. They were able to book a hotel room. Researchers want to find a better way to warn Coloradans about long-range wildfire smoke. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
Smoke from local wildfires can hurt the health of Colorado residents, but researchers at Colorado State University found that smoke from fires further away meant an expected increase in hospitalizations and increased risk of death from cardiovascular issues. Unlike local fires, which were associated with decreases in hospitalizations, especially for asthma. The lead author says media coverage of local fires could help protect residents from adverse health effects. CSU researchers are working with local government officials on messaging related to different types of wildfire smoke. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
The weather forecast has the chance for more snow this week. This is CPR News.